decision.
If his hammy was really hurt, he wouldn't get up and dust the man down.
Let's, let's move on.
New rule he's saying.
You're not listening. You've got a hammy, so you don't even know how it works. Like,
bro, certain times
your hammy's not even attached to the bones. I don't even know how you walk.
Mark, certain times
your hammy's not even attached to the bone, bro.
Mark, certain times the hammy. See certain injuries.
Brisket. You both got brisket in his ankles.
For today's episode, we got something big for them lot. No, did he? Filthy Fellas has teamed up with Toshi for the World Cup and we're giving one of you a chance to win some unbelievable prizes. We're talking up to $100,000 in prize money, World Cup match tickets, flights, accommodation, and a whole lot more.
All we need to do is enter the Last Man Standing World Cup Challenge. The concept is simple. Pick one team you think will win. If they win, you go through to the next round. If they don't, you're out. Repeat until there's only one person left standing. It's completely free to enter and it only takes a couple of minutes.
To enter, make sure you're following Filthy Fellas and Toshi. Sign up to Last Man Standing and get your picks in before the deadline on the 11th of June. And let us know in the comments right now, if you won $100,000, what would you do with it, man? Flights, match tickets, accommodation, cash prizes, it's all there, man. The World Cup is around the corner and one of you could be living it for real. Deadline is the 11th of June. Good luck, my people.
All right, what would you do if you won 100 bags anyway?
I'm going on holiday.
Yeah.
Holiday?
Going on holiday.
Yeah, man, the holiday's free.
I'm saying holiday, bro.
No, but I'm saying
the holiday's in the pack, bro.
No, but I'm saying 100 bags. Grand holiday, bro.
That high, that 100 bag thing, to say sending you on holiday with spending money. Yeah. That 100 bag, I'm folding black to that 100 bags, bro. What am I doing with that 100 bags now? Just beep this up, buying hella bag. Two car. Two boots.
The World Cup starts in less than 6 days.
No, it don't.
It does.
Starts in 6 days.
Starts in 6 days. You're right. The World Cup starts in 6 days.
What did you say before?
I said less than 6 days. Oh. Well, technically, it's 5 days and like 20-something hours.
Depending on
your watching. The region. Yeah. You understand? But listen, let's talk about some of the new rules being introduced. New conduct rules are being introduced. Mm. Players covering their mouth with their hand, arm or shirt during confrontational situations will now receive a red card.
That's childish.
No, bro, what do you mean?
It's not.
If anything I'm saying,
that's childish. Like what you be saying.
Why am I covering my mouth to say what I'm saying to you?
Because I'm saying conversation.
Yeah, but beefing.
There's kids watching.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong. You can say what you want to say, innit? Say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Bro, just don't cover your mouth.
No,
imagine if I'm
watching.
Saying to Menace, yo, you need to get forward to your mouth.
That's not a confrontational situation.
It's not confrontational.
There's kids watching. I've got a duty of care. I know there's kids watching, so I'm going to cover my mouth because I'm going to call you a dirty.
So then don't say then if you know kids watching.
Because again, you can, I know, don't, young players at home, don't
say you are bad role models.
Let me just like, do not call a man a dirty. You are more or less entitled to say anything on a football pitch is not discriminatory. Bro.
Yeah.
It's that real, bro.
As long
as it's not to the ref or it's not discriminatory to like a group of people, you can say it.
If you cuss man out too much, you get in trouble.
You'll get in trouble, but you won't get sent off. The ref will come to you and say, boom, anything you need to cover your mouth, let's have it right.
Oh, come on.
This stems from
Benfica and Real Madrid.
Simple.
That's what it is. That's what it stems from.
That's fair.
And it's he say, she say. That's why the
cut it out.
But Rooney got banned for that before, innit? When he scored, Rooney.
What,
in a game, he ran up to a camera, F off, and he
don't get interested. You can't be a idiot.
We're talking about talking to a player, though.
Confrontation.
A fucking disgrace.
He got fined for that.
Mm. Did he?
Because he said
he was mad.
I'm not going to lie to you, look. Football is getting too soft. This is what man them are getting.
So you're trying to get N. You're trying to get the man them N-worded off.
It's not even black players, bro.
How do you deal with racism?
It's saving black players, bro. Stop some man calling man and then say I didn't call him that, I called him something else.
Bro,
it stops that.
Let me ask you something, John. You've played the game to a certain level.
Low level.
Yeah, but it's, you've played
high level.
You've played
you've never been.
You've
so
played.
Gone, nah, that's fact.
You've played where you've had to go like out of town.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced racism on a football pitch?
I personally haven't, but
I've seen you there. Yeah,
I've seen teammates.
What was it?
I've seen another teammate.
His own player. A mad word.
His own player.
Yeah.
You weren't there, bro.
That's different though.
They're the same team and they're beefing.
Yeah, but own players. Own players could deal with whatever they know what's been said. Own players cool. When it's about playing against another team and a man has to hide what he says, you're saying that's childish. If you're able to chat to me confrontational, you should be able to talk to me and do that.
Yeah, but listen.
You shouldn't need to.
I hear it, man.
John, in reference to what you said, players covering their mouths during friendly conversations with opposition or their teammates will not be punished.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're never going to know.
What do you mean, how are they going to know?
Let's have it right. What's wrong with you, man?
It makes no difference, but that's good. It's a bit confusing, bro.
Is that how it goes?
He covered his mouth.
That's how it goes, bro. Come on, man.
Shut up. It makes no difference, bro.
It does. It makes a big difference when someone gets sent off for it.
Okay, so if someone does it on a corner, we're just there, did a bit argy bargy. I'm smiling, I'm laughing, and then I go, hey.
Oh, let's have it. No, hold on.
What was that interaction? Was that confrontation or was that friendly?
No, but what you're saying is not a problem.
Yeah, but listen.
Then it's a problem if you're covering your mouth. Why are you covering your mouth? Don't say that.
If players are both having an argument and both of them are like this, the ref's probably just going to go out to both of them and remind them of this rule. This is a freshly implemented rule. Yeah? But at the same time, bro, if man are having a confrontation, yeah, like you've seen the example. This is around. It's not happened for no reason. A specific situation has occurred where a man has racially abusing a man. So the ref is obviously going to go to the person, like the person that's on the receiving end of the man that's doing this, and ask, what did he say? Mm. You get me? A man might turn around and just say, oh, he just told man I'm a p***o. Then the ref will go to him and say, brother, just don't cover your mouth when you say that, because he has the right to say anything. Mm. You understand? But if my man turns around and said, rah, you call man a black this or an Asian this or whatever that, then the guy's gone, bro.
I don't think they're going to be petty about it, though. I don't think they're going to be petty about it. If, say, like, now something happened. I think, say, after a challenge, and then there's a big confrontation and a big fight, and someone starts blocking them out, then
he's gone.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, he's gone.
If me and you just talking, and then I'm covering my mouth, I don't think he's going to have a problem with it, innit?
The point of what man is saying is, there is no way, obviously, if there's aggressions and all that, but to say, oh, if it's a confrontational or if it's a friendly, someone could be doing the Ginnels thing. They could be moving like they're friendly and talking bare smack underneath their mat, and you don't know. There's no way to decide that. Like, it don't make no difference.
Yeah, but I think we're just looking at the worst part of the scenario. There's other scenarios where a manager could tell the player, go and tell this player something, and he's
not
covering his mouth.
Why is it going to happen with your teammates?
It's not happening with your teammate, bro.
The whole point of it is covering your mouth.
It's not with your teammate. It's the opposition, bro.
I said you didn't read it properly, bro. I've been adamant.
I think there's too much complication. Not with your teammate, bro.
There's another rule that I think has happened because of a specific situation in a game. So players who walk off the pitch in protest of a refereeing decision will also now be shown a red card. And I think that is because of the Senegal-Morocco game where... I believe... Senegal had the right to be upset at the decision, but to walk off the pitch, it is, you have to be honest, it's kind of mad, bro. Now, if it was racism, if it was like something like discriminatory,
it's not a bad
decision. You can't say I've had a bad decision. Now, imagine the Champions League final. Nonny didn't get the penalty. Arteta, everyone. Right, and
it's a hood mentality. Yeah, not even a hood mentality, but it might be.
I respect it. You're forcing people to make a decision. Wrong is wrong. In the final.
Can't do that. Obviously, you can't do it.
You're saying, if Arteta got robbed in that final and he said, you man, get off this pitch now.
That's football, bro.
I respect that because someone's got to be the trailblazer, the first one to stand up.
Listen,
we're not having
this.
Things are never going to change.
Decisions are decisions. Like, racism, if a man walks off racism, that's different.
I agree, racism.
Decisions. He said a referee decision. That's what I'm saying.
Because that was a referee decision.
Yeah, but it was a blatant, it was plain as day, it was a robbery.
Yeah, but bro.
It was plain. So we're watching corruption now.
Hear this.
No, what are you saying? One second, stop. It's not just everybody in the crowd, it's everybody at home. We are watching live.
anyway. Corruption.
Let me say something.
They took it back from them.
Let me say something.
Yeah, but they won the game.
Let me say something. I'm going to admit it. That Saka double handball, it was mad. It was mad. Okay. So you're trying to tell me if PSG left the pitch in that moment, that would have been justified because they didn't get a penalty. That would be ridiculous, bro.
It's crazy.
You're playing a final. Mm. The games, I know it's kind of different, but it's
not AFCON final, though.
Yes. Bro, listen.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. Don't let him do that.
No, but listen, listen. Teams that walk off, if a whole team were to walk off for a refereeing decision in the World Cup, they forfeit.
Only team that's doing that's got like a player manager. You know, the ones that them black ghetto teams like, yo, man, this. Let's go.
Let's go back to the hood.
That's a goal kick, ref. What? Come.
No, but even with like, even with like the whole racism thing and all that, I'm ready for teams just to start walking off the pitches and that.
Racism, different.
17 minutes.
Aye, bro.
No, but all of that, any kind of protest. That's it, we're off, we're done now.
You're talking from a fan's point of view.
Differently.
No, you know what it is?
It's starting to get silly, bro.
Then what? Yeah, then what? You know, I bought my sizes. I bought my quarter pounders. Everything that I've ordered nachos.
I just wanted a rand.
What are you talking about, game abandoned? I bought a rand. Nah, man. Can't get my butters back,
man. Boys, listen. Another rule. Expanded VAR powers approved. I don't even know what that means. That sounds like some kind of, you trouble. Know, like when a robot confirms like a mad thing in the movie.
Okay, that's good.
Basically, you're saying that the VAR can now intervene on wrongly given second yellow cards, mistaken identity incidents.
I agree with that one.
Incorrectly awarded corner kick.
I don't agree.
I like the corner kick one.
I don't like the corner kick.
When there's them wrong corner kicks here, in my mind, I'm saying, why is this given and VAR's there and they can see that this ain't there. King
football,
corner.
That's part of football. I don't want to change.
Right.
There. No.
No, because when you concede from that and that's the goal that
That's like bad decisions.
You don't need VAR.
No, listen.
But you know, like
this is why VAR is. A foul. Regardless of VAR, a foul is an opinion.
Mm.
Yeah? Something going out of bounds is not an opinion. That's clear cut. If you can watch...
Nah, a foul's a foul.
No, it ain't. Let me cut you.
The whole point... He's right. A foul's a foul. VAR is coming for them dubious fouls or the ones that are a matter of opinion.
But there's no dubious foul.
That's not a matter of opinion. They are not there for all fouls.
But there's no such thing as a dubious...
Therefore, fouls that are maybe given as yellow cards and you can upgrade them to... They're not there.
Yeah, but here it is.
It's dubious fouls.
That's not how it works.
It's for when it's... For penalties. It's for when it goes up to the referee opinion. And that's why they ask if whoever thinks he made a mistake or not.
But there's no such thing as a dubious last touch out on a video. If you can see it clearly on video, that it comes off a man.
But this is what I'm saying. What if it's one of them ones that are just like, you know, you got to watch it back maybe 2-3 times and
then
you say, okay,
watch it
back.
But then the game stops for penalties, bro.
Penalties, red cards. This is why the game stops. It don't stop for a free kick, bro. The game doesn't stop for that. Let me make something right to you. Only way it stops for a free kick is if they think it's a penalty and they find out the contact happened outside the box. That is the only way the game stops for a free kick, bro.
You see their point of what they're making.
And now stopping it for fucking corners and shit.
No, but here's this.
You know what these men are saying, basically. You see, like, corners and that, yeah? Like... them, the little faint touches. Yeah, we like them as football.
Yes.
But the VAR is there to basically stop that.
No.
That's the point of what you're trying to say.
No,
I understand your point, but his point is basically them little corners that can lead into end up going into goals.
I get what you are saying, or what Loons is saying, right? Yeah, and it's all being part of the game and stuff like that, yeah. But they've got video referees on these pitch. They do retrospective decisions. There's no way I'm watching a game at home, yeah, and I can see my team concede a corner that's not a corner. I can see it.
But
VAR exists.
VAR's not there for everything.
I hear where you're coming from, but right, I'm just talking in facts. How could I see that this is a wrong decision?
Rob, but VAR's was meant to let it run.
Yeah.
No, but VAR's not there for everything. Bro, VAR's there
that's
for
why now VAR's
side
in...
okay. penalties. Okay. Wrongly red cards.
It's as simple as this. Arsenal, we changed football again. We won bare corners. They got to implement it on the world stage. We're the coldest.
No,
is this no? We are bigger than the Prem.
What?
They now have to know. The
what are we doing?
They know what. They know how the World Cup's gonna be won. They know it's a corner.
It is a corner kick.
No,
it's a corner kick. It's a set piece.
You're getting confused, bro. If it's fouls in the box and now VAR intervened and fouls in the box, cool, because that's your story. For it being a corner, that's got nothing to do with you.
No, it's moved on now.
That's got nothing to do with you.
This man, it's mad.
This one, because I got something to say on this one. Go on, say
listen. Officials will now also be able to step in if a foul is committed before the ball is in play. At a set piece, such as an attacker blocking a defender, before a corner is taken,
I've got something to say.
Arsenal have changed
but
the game.
Arsenal changed the game.
You know what? You see me, yeah? That makes no sense because, as far as I know, in terms of football, you see corners, yeah? Like, we can hold each other as long as until the whistle's blown. So you can do all of that.
Nah,
and when the whistle's gone, you got to let go.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You fought. I thought
that's why they always allow it. As soon as the whistle's blown, you've got to let go.
No. Are you hearing what you're saying? That.
Gone.
Always.
Wasn't that rule always in, though?
No. See?
It is. But I just feel like... No, but what you're saying, Loons, is mad.
I thought...
You're saying a man's allowed to hold you until... That...
Sorry, don't, boys.
Yeah,
but
you know when he's trying to get position,
on them set pieces. See on them set pieces on corners and stuff like that.
Lemlan.
It's always the referee that stops the bit of the argy-bargy. Yeah, they're saying VAR can get involved now.
Yeah.
So that's different.
It's different.
Okay, the referee might not see it. The VAR can
see it. I see my man.
My man.
But you know before the whistle, yeah... The game's not in play, bro.
But before, every week we watch football in the Prem.
There'll be a corner and the ref will come and say,
you know as well, man.
Allow it.
Yeah.
It's too heavy though, but...
But they'll stop. If that's going on, the ref will say stop and restart.
Yeah, if someone throws themselves to the floor, innit?
If it's a corner, free kick, whatever, and men are going like this, and the ball comes in, the ref's going to say, no, stop.
Bro,
both of you, stop it. The next, I've warned you now.
The guy that
I think initiates this the next time, he's made the foul.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And nine times out of 10, it's the attacking team. Okay, so it's not that much of a mad team.
No, Nippy, you're right with what you're saying. But you see, like previously, when you see a corner get swung in the box and that, and then the ref is like, it's because the contact's still happening after the whistle was blown. Because he's seen it happen.
Once the ball's in play.
You see them doing that stuff. Oh, you know what? When they're getting position, you see them holding each other to get the game.
They shouldn't be.
When the guys walk into the corner with the ball, they're all doing this.
Yeah, but that's why
that's
they.
No foul.
That's why
a foul can't be committed then.
Stop. Football's not a non-contact sport, bro. Football is it's not a non-contact sport.
You can't tackle with your hands.
So you're allowed to, if you're jousting for position, if the corner's coming in and me and Lippy are jousting for position and stuff like that.
Let me say
the referee exactly when it goes too much, the ref stops it. Exactly what he's saying. The ref stops the argy bargy, says you lot, cut that out.
Yeah, stop. You won't let the game go.
We're allowed to jostle and do things and have contact. That's not a foul. I'm not fouling him.
The ref's gonna say you two are the ones that obviously are playing. These two are being silly. So let me ask you, yeah. So when the guy is, you know, walking to the corner with the lever, yeah, right? And they're having argy bargy. Can a foul be committed then?
Yes,
but,
of course.
But the guy's walking. The game's not in play. How can a foul be committed?
Bro, the man can punch someone.
I'm just asking a question,
and I'm answering you. Listen, the foul won't result in a free kick, but it will result in the ref
a penalty
holding play. No, he'll say stop. We're not gonna carry on if the play is stopped now.
Okay.
But when play resumes, if one of you man do this, it's a foul.
Yes,
I'm letting man know.
That's
simple. Yeah, but again, that don't mean it's allowed. If the ref's warning you from something...
But what's this saying? That's what I'm asking you.
Bro, it's saying that now it's not about the ref. Mm. The ref, the VAR will say, brother, you didn't see this.
Mm. Let me tell you
go check this now.
Look, you are thinking. Look, I'll say it again.
So that's what I'm saying. Look, is it when the guy's walking to the corner?
Forget the walking. Forget the when
it's
the corner
too,
is.
It's too
the only time
no,
on them...
No, I'm just saying when look, the corner hasn't been
the
taken,
the only time on them set pieces, free kicks and corners, when the referee spots an infraction before the ball's thing, he will stop it.
And he will
get involved and resist it. The only... That's always happened. The only difference is now it's not just about the ref. The ref might miss it. Mm. And VAR could hit him up and say, yo...
Penalty.
Go to the thing.
Penalty.
You need to see what happened.
Listen,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
If VAR identifies an offence before the restart, referees will be sent to the monitor for an on-field review.
So
let's give another example. how Arsenal changed the game. Like, they're trying to, they're trying to move. Because this is what they're going to
do.
They're trying to move. They put these things in place, right? And then when it's there, they're going to say, oh, if that was there for this goal in the 25-26 season, you lot wouldn't have won it. Because again, prime example.
It's not going to go to the Premier.
Prime example. Prime example. The West Ham VAR disallowed goal. Yeah? There is arguments about
bare fouls.
The order of which the fouls took place.
Yeah.
If this was in place, the referee would have went back and saw
all the infractions.
Now, he would have said, this is the first foul.
Yeah.
This is the, maybe he could have said, yeah, these two man's 50-50. But that one there. And maybe it might have not been number 19 on Raya, and it could be a different story. They're not trying to have this happen at world on the world
makes
stage,
sense,
which,
sense.
Which makes sense. Every 4 years,
hand of God,
you know what
the hand of God just
see,
ruined
everyone.
Yeah,
we get to go
they
back next year,
God.
Try win the World Cup again. This is every 4 years. They're trying to make sure this is officiated to the T.
This is
so
it's the biggest tournament in the world, bro.
Yeah,
you don't want no embarrassment with nothing,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but it's spoiling the game though. Because VAR is taking control. Sooner or later, there ain't even going to be no refs on the field.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be just on
be
a big
though.
Speaker.
Drone.
You've got, you've got corners now. You've got corners now. VAR's getting involved.
There's still decisions, though.
What decisions?
Because this is the thing. If the
VAR's
ref,
making
if the ref blows for a simple foul, if the ref blows for a foul, VAR can't say, yeah, VAR, that's not a foul. VAR is for serious decisions.
Corner kicks.
No, but you have to... But again, that's not going to be for all it. Because again,
not going to be for
hear this. If VAR sees it's not a corner, it's not going to be a bump. Every time it happens,
it's
going to be...
It's not a bump, but it's good for the football. Change
imagine
the dynamic
your team's
of the game
losing,
quickly.
Yeah? Imagine your team's losing, yeah?
Yeah.
And then it's taking VAR 3 minutes to make a decision.
It's
whereby if it's a corner,
sometimes it does.
It's going to slow down the game.
At
the end of the day, all these innovations are improving the game. I believe VAR wouldn't even have came in if, where was it, South Africa? Lampard got bumped.
Yeah.
Gerrard. No, Lampard.
Germany. It was a goal line decision.
That's goal line technology.
But they weren't using it. They weren't using
it
after that. So they addressed that issue. I'm saying it's all, it's like Hawkeye. Like, I put them all as the same thing. Goal line technology, VAR, VAR, all that the same thing. And if that didn't happen, that wouldn't have got advanced as much as it needed
to.
That was a big massive decision, and if VAR and all that existed, man would have went through.
Just goal line technology.
I'm saying I'm putting them all in the same thing.
It's referee assistance, it's technology.
VAR's opinion, goal line technology is fact. Goal line technology is not in grassroots football in the Marshes, so it's all the same thing.
It's not in the championship. What are you talking about, goal line technology?
Anyway, in my opinion, I've looped them all in the same thing.
Listen, is where if I read this, Loons probably wouldn't have had this whole conversation. VAR checks on corners will only be used to correct obvious errors and must not delay the restart of play.
This is why them man told you don't interrupt when he's in the screen.
Yeah,
you could have got there.
I didn't know this.
These lot interrupted my point.
Why are you so fucking mean?
Let's carry on. Officials will also only intervene for incorrectly awarded second yellow cards and will not be recommended to make a second booking. That's good. So they can't say,
yo,
I think that's a second yellow, you know, but they can say, yo,
that was
a second yellow.
Let's
chill. And I think that's very
good. That's dope.
But that is going to be very controversial.
Very.
And I know you're not blaming me, but I'm blaming Robin, man, for slowly kicking.
Because let's have it right.
That was disruptive.
That was disruptive.
No, but how to let you lot know something?
You definitely got kicked out of class. You're an idiot, bro.
All of us hear this.
Not me.
Wait, what?
I used to walk out. But then I used to walk out.
Tactical timeouts to be stopped.
What's that like, where the keeper's dropping on the floor?
Yeah.
Like,
how do you stop that, though?
Because the players got
can't stop
you're not
that.
Meant to do
book
it anyway.
Keep off a fake thing, isn't it?
How can you tell me?
How can
hurt?
You know that? Yeah.
I can see you're not hurt.
How?
If my you're going to pretend to be hurt and you're going to jump up and try and level the ball.
Nah,
you're not hurt, you idiot.
If I feel my hammy, then what?
Exactly. Then
and I'm that,
then
and I'm on the ground.
If the ref goes, he's not hurt, they carry on.
So if you go, my hammy, and then 6 seconds later, you go, actually, nah, I'm cool. Ref says, no, you.
What?
What?
This is what I'm saying, it's all going to become silly, what's a soap sponge and the soapy water
Eden.
If they fall down in the orange sponge and soapy water and drop it on your calf I'm back.
Alright, listen, we've said it. FIFA is doing this because they're keen to clamp down on the growing issue of teams using injuries to break up play and hold team talks mid-game while players are receiving treatment. Well, do you know what it is? In the World Cup, it's going to be understandable because I'm sure there's going to be water breaks. It's going to be in quite a warm climate. Yeah, so they're going to get time, innit? So extra stoppages.
You're
taking the piss.
You are saying, how do I know how do I know how your hamstring feels and all that? If I see you pretending, yeah. So initially now, I thought you was injured. And then, like I said, 10 seconds later, you're perfectly fine. It's like, okay, you tried.
Okay, but
you're pretending.
You
can recover.
Say your man's hammy is a bit tight. Not even a bit tight. It's tight.
Come to pitch.
Let me just land, bro.
Don't play. Sorry, bro, go.
His hammy's tight. He goes down. Mm. The ref refuses to stop play. That man now gets up. Chases the man
and pulls it,
and now completely ruptures his thing. Yeah. The ref's decision.
If his hammy was really hurt, he wouldn't get up and dust the man down.
Let's move on.
No, you're not listening.
You've got a hammy, so you don't even know how it works. Like,
bro, certain times
your hammy's not even attached to the bone, so I don't even know how you walk.
Mark, certain times
your hammy's not even attached to the bone, bro.
Mark, certain times the hammy. See, certain injuries.
You both got a brisket in his ankles.
Who, me or you?
You, I'm talking about.
You got half a leg. You got half a leg.
Man got a brisket, you know. Okay.
You're dissing me. You ain't got no leg.
This ain't no behavior. You lot stop. Your personal shit on your whole page, bro. Just say it.
Bro, I don't know what these men are.
Off the board. Look at that, that's a crazy statement from a man with half a leg, boys.
New anti-time wasting measures introduced. Referees will now use a visible 5 second countdown for throw-ins and goal kicks.
Five seconds, that's visible.
Where's that, like on the screen or something?
Dang.
We're just gonna
dang.
Go,
this is an Arsenal one. This is definitely an Arsenal one.
Change the game.
Only team that time waste. Of course,
you
man.
That killed me though. 1-0 half time. Saka, my man says, "Yo,
Masha, shut up, man.
Hurry up, man." Saka's like, just kicked the wall.
No, but did you before the corner? Madueke had the throw, threw it to Mosquera, threw it to Rice.
Boys,
then he done
boys.
The throw one.
We're champions.
A minute
man.
Later.
Let's talk about the World Cup, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, the wrong things, bro.
If a throw-in is not taken before the countdown expires, possession will be awarded to the opposition. That's an interesting
one, man. That makes sense.
I hear it, though.
Well, if you're lining up for the...
What do you mean?
Waiting for the centre-backs can't get up then. Centre-backs have got a bus.
They've got to do that anyway. There's no offside
imagine if your left back's a long thrower and it's gone to the right wing. He's got to duck over. It's crazy.
But you can't be offside from a throw anyway, so you've got to be on point. If you're not,
got to chill. No one's going to cross in the pitch. Got to chill.
This is a big one. Players being substituted will also now have just 10 seconds to leave the pitch.
Bro,
I think that's enough time. But if a man,
60,000 people go, man saying menace, and you're talking to Binos, yo, didn't say, oh, can we go to see? Yeah, you got to go, menace.
What?
Are you saying?
Yeah, you can't hear.
The clipboard. What do you mean you can't hear?
You're looking that way.
It's obviously for if a man
break in play.
Yeah, it's obviously if a man.
I'm talking to you,
bro. It's obviously if a man.
I'm hard of hearing, bro.
If a man has identified that he's being substituted from that moment. He has 10 seconds to leave the pitch.
You can't get from one side of the field to the other.
Have you seen substitutes warming up before? Players just look away and go somewhere else. If I don't make eye contact,
you're not listening to what I'm saying. From the second they make that eye contact, Second, my man has a number on the board, and my man sees his number there. He has 10 seconds.
10 seconds, yeah.
Simple.
But you could just leave. That's fair.
You got to do a light jog off.
You've not been playing the game. I'm asking you.
And I'm telling you, you and me have not played at a level in no game to not hear that RJ has been
pulled. No! No! No!
That clip when he was on YouTube.
No! Listen to what I'm saying to you. Have you ever, when you see a couple subs warming up, and then the ball goes out, so you just turn away from the bench because you think if I don't make eye contact,
how you know, though. It's not me.
No, like for like change.
It's worked
like,
guess couple what? Times.
Like for like change.
Yeah, like,
no,
guess
it's
what?
Not.
No.
Worked a couple times.
That's never worked.
Like I said, from the second,
Leans up top.
Wherever you smoke,
if you're
a
first sub man,
you know.
You don't need to turn away. It don't matter. You know if you're a first sub man.
You know by the person warming up if you're coming up.
No, forget that. You know the caliber. Everybody knows the caliber of person they are. don't to some man who know, I'm not getting sub. I don't get sub. There's some man who know,
do you know
that first sub ain't it's not gonna be
you're
me.
A sub.
Oh yeah, I don't do 90 minutes. I ain't got 90 minutes in my tank.
So you're looking over.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking over. If I see a sub, I'm looking over.
I'm not ready.
If
yet,
I see a sub at 65, 70, I know it could be.
No, you're one of them, man. If the sub ain't you, you're looking at the gaffer like, why?
Why?
What do you mean? You're going ready to clap, man.
Let me sub. Is that my number?
Shake your hand. You're hanging on to him. Like, what do you mean?
You don't understand how bad my stamina is. I've been there before. I see they try to get the other wing, and I said, no. Me.
Needs how bad your words?
It needs to be me. It needs to be me.
How about your ways?
Right, listen, there's more to the rule, boys. Their replacement will also only be allowed onto the pitch at the first stoppage after 1 minute has elapsed following the restart.
There's too much going on.
I have no idea what that means, but that is
much going on.
It's just changing,
so what,
bro.
The man can forward off, but the man might not be on yet. What the hell's going on?
I don't understand that.
Listen, off-field treatment and hydration breaks will be introduced.
Man, we'll just get the tactics at hydration breaks then.
Yeah, but that's what they're implying, what they're basically implying.
You get me? Outfield players who receive treatment from med staff on the pitch will now be required to remain off the field for at least 1 minute before play restarts.
That's a bump.
No,
bro,
but you know why it's a bump?
You can see two goals in a minute, you know.
But listen, that means the only man that will go off are actual hurt man. Because now you're going to see man going, no, I'm good. Again, when a man goes, I lie, bro.
No, it's true.
Simple.
It's true.
Now he's going to say, no, I'm good. You know what I mean? With the two water, magic water.
But that's when the physio comes on the field, right, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's when you've got to come off for the minute.
No, but again, do you remember when, was it Chelsea? Mourinho went mad at the lady. Because she went on when my man was all right.
And he had to come on.
And he went mad at her. But really and truly, the frustration should have been directed towards the man that was pretending to be injured. Because he acted so mash that the medical lady Jose, I can't even listen
you
to
have
you.
To go on.
Allegedly. You get me? That should mean
but
that.
Again, that will get rid of that. I don't see nothing wrong with that. That's calm. Oh. World Cup predictions, man. We haven't spoken about the World Cup because obviously the Prem went down to the wire. Then there was a Champions League final you lot wanted to laugh at, man, about. So let's finally talk about the World Cup. I know we spoke about the England team, but let's go straight in, man. Forget the middle, man. Who's going to win the World Cup, man?
England.
Elaborate
on that. Elaborate on
that. He's seen Declan and them, man. He's seen Bukayo.
I feel like... I've seen him in the final, yeah.
I just feel like this is our year, man. I'll be real. I just generally feel like...
It's in the year as well. Six, like 1996, 1966, 2026.
You're going too superstitious still.
Do you think... You think we actually got what it takes?
With a bit of luck. Obviously, you need
they
luck
got us
along
saying
the way.
We. How many World Cups have you been saying we when it comes to England?
Not me.
Every World Cup.
No,
this is my second one.
No.
This is my second one.
Yeah,
this is my second one still. It's my second one saying we still.
What was your first one?
The first one, I was France. France we. 98. France opposite. I don't even care who won. It was just bare black people running around.
There was a World Cup.
There
was a World Cup. There was bare Holland kits in the ends. You remember them times?
We brought them together.
See?
Yeah, the orange one had their away kit. The blue one.
Holland kits.
Holland kit, but that was style. But that was style though.
Because there were
Holland kits
and blue.
Holland
kit was crazy. Total 91.
So there was a World Cup that I was rocking with the Dutch team. David Seedorf, all them man.
Any tournament.
What a Brazil
Yeah, every tournament.
Do you know what it is?
Every tournament that's ever existed in my whole life, I'm England to win.
Do you know what it is? As a Gooner, I've had to watch Scholes and Gerrard, all these players that I don't want to win week in, week out. And then now it's summer, I have to want them to win because they're in a white shirt. I weren't on that, bro.
No, I follow all the England players in the tournament, say like the Liverpool ones and the Chelsea ones and all that. And as soon as the season starts, I unfollow all of them again.
Okay.
I heard that used to be a problem in the England camp.
No, no Arsenal, innit?
Like, no, not even like no Arsenal, but like
no one spoke to each other.
Each team will just stay in there with their team. So like United man will stay the United man. The Chelsea man will stay with the Chelsea man. Like,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah, it's everyone else diverse, beefing though, each other. So Chelsea, United,
but that's
Liverpool,
the beef was
Arsenal,
real back then, though.
Yeah, they're beefing, man. Those players didn't interact.
Let me ask you a question, yeah? So I feel like for every year of my life, apart from like the 90s when I was little and it was like Italian league and that, I've said that the Prem is the strongest league in the world, yeah? Mm. But it's like, I feel like the strength of the league reflects on the national team. Mm. Do you think England is finally there now? Do you think the Prem is the strongest league in the world, and that's why the England team.
But the best
in the last
in the league
couple
are never the English.
Nah, no, yeah. But the difference is now I feel like the English players aren't that far behind the foreigners technically. Before Henry, Drogba, they were landing and taking the piss. Now Foden, Cole Palmer, like these guys can hang.
They're not there though.
They can hang with the. They might not be there, but for the most part, Declan Rice didn't grow up playing with bare long ball Englishman. He's bare foreigners.
Yeah,
Foden, bare foreigners.
They should have gave Southgate another go, you know. I think he would have won it.
No.
I think he would have definitely won it.
I don't wrong you on that. I think we would have won it.
Like, because by rights, if you're going through the motions, what we've been going through, we should be set up to win this tournament now. Yeah. But Tuchel, I don't want to say undone all his hard work, but he's changing everything. It's different now, isn't it? So you can't even use the history as anything. This is like a new, fresh run.
You see, the last final got done, England got to the Euros, yeah? Do you remember the group stages? Bellingham had to do an overhead kicking like in the last minute.
Yeah, last minute.
Like
group stages?
Yeah, group stages, bro.
They were stinking.
Bro, I think they, three draws got them out of there? Two draws and a win got them out of there? It was poor. So stop. Let's stop. And then a few
penalty shootouts. You only need to beat what's in front of you. They beat Spain in like,
no, they lost to Spain in the final.
Are you trying to say Southgate could have done an Arteta?
No.
With no disrespect. Like, build, and then get there. That's what you're saying, yeah?
I think Tuchel's their club.
I mean, hear this. I'm not going to... There's no way... Big up England and that, but we're not going to use the whole who could win segment on England. Mm. When they finish seventh, we're done.
Who else could win? I'll be real. I don't see teams chatting to France, man. Mm. France, you got to dodge.
Yep.
You got to dodge them.
I'll be honest, but France's fullback.
There's weakness in every country. I'm not saying they've got weakness.
Brazil bringing back Neymar as well.
Brazil can do not.
No, they can. No. They definitely can.
When it comes to
death, you're going to be surprised.
One voice.
I've discovered something about the Hackney Filthy Boys right now.
Go on.
Only Beanos knows ball. You not have faith in Brazil?
Not faith, but they got a sly little squad there, I know.
Gabriel
coming out of the Brazilian camp. They're hungry and they're decent.
What do you mean?
Can't do that face. Gabriel's part of the best two in the world. The other one is a European champion. Like, let's be real, bro. Yeah, let's be real.
Can I say
Alisson
something?
On form.
Can I speak?
Alisson on form is a top three keeper in the world. Yeah, are
we
agreed.
But like, we could do that for most. I'm not saying Cunha's been fully written off.
Boys, I love my team.
Cunha,
Gabriel.
You don't watch them. Cunha's been cooking for them.
I'm joking, man.
Let's have it right. I think they're better prepared than the
Ancelotti
last one or two, because the last one or two has been a mockery.
So the gaffer don't mean nothing?
Well, I'm saying it. They're a bit more prepared, but I don't even see them dealing with the England. And for me, that's a big statement.
I agree. Murder.
For me, big team. That's why, for me, if I'm... To be honest, that's why England won't
get Neymar fit. Scary times.
Okay, firstly, let's all admit that we're
not
all going.
Neymar,
can everybody admit? Everybody admit that we're all going on vibes here, man. Sitting there like we're watching international football
Neymar.
Like that. We're all going on
What's
vibes
he going
here,
off?
But I know all of us are.
That's
but I'm saying,
Santos survived relegation,
and he's done it.
And he's, no, his legs are cooked though. If you're hoping on Neymar,
the only statement I made
for a nutmeg or two.
The only statement I made was that there was noises coming out of the Brazil camp, and they're hungry for it this year. That's the only thing I said. I don't know.
Every country's hungry.
No, they're not.
Who's the dark horse? I'm gonna tell you who the dark horse is.
The dark horse for me is Germany.
I was waiting on you to be fair.
I think the dark horse is Portugal. I'll be honest.
Nah, Cristiano, man, Neymar's the tires and Ronaldo.
Let me just land quickly. I think your boy, don't like him, don't like his face. He's on fire right now. Bruno. Takes that into tournament. How many games is it? 9 games or something. If everybody else is somewhat firing.
Ronaldo don't click.
Yeah, but I think...
I would bank on Portugal going further than Brazil.
100%. I'd say if Roberto Martinez had used Ronaldo for what he is. He's 40 years old, respectfully, one of the greatest we've ever seen. Use him as an impact player. Him forwarding on when the defenders are tired is better than...
Better than Ramos? You think Ramos is the better
I'll do a false nine, Yao Felix, or I don't know. I don't know, bro. I just want younger legs, bro.
We're just going on vibes.
It can't be Cristiano Ronaldo, though. Come on, boys. Have you seen that video when the ball goes there and he doesn't run and Cavani goes and presses it and then you score?
Like 6 years ago,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. 6 years older.
Why are you shouting anymore? Why are you shouting?
He's not doing it anymore.
And Neymar's not. You just back Neymar. Neymar's brought down, bro.
You can't. He's 34.
And he's brought down.
Okay, but I'm just saying he's having a favorite.
Ronaldo
is fitter than Neymar.
Show them your leg. Your leg.
Hey, one voice, please. How many tournaments have you watched? How many?
One voice from losers is insane.
The
audacity is crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Who is another dark horse? In the thing, I think England is the dark horse.
Do you know who's a dark horse? Japan.
Nah.
Yeah, they got Suzuki.
Right, you see how the collective.
Endo.
When we have a conversation about Japan, you're going to say my bad. Japan.
You're talking about the whole nation as a people. Cool. Yeah, Japan. Japan are serious, man. They're living real. They're mad hygienic.
When I hear my bad, I'm just going to smile at you lot. Remember, I said Japan's a dark horse.
What's the thought process behind it?
One voice, man.
Dark horse to do what?
To go further than anyone thinks.
We're talking about to win.
Not to win. Then they're not a dark horse.
I'm talking about a
surprise package. Look what it says, bro.
This is a brown horse.
Not to win.
Yeah, but the surprise package is to win, though.
Okay, so if we're talking on dark horses. I did not mean to win. But they will knock out.
We're talking about the Black Beauty.
Yeah, we're talking about Black Beauty. Lloyds, you get me?
We're talking about Lloyds, TSB.
That's like me saying Congo are dark horses.
Japan and Congo are not the same. Japan's going to knock out one of you lot that you think are favourites. He said Congo, dark horses. Yeah, he said Congo, dark horses.
I can't go in it. Yeah, can we beat Jamaica,
Beat Jamaica, bro.
I thought that was close to the ivory.
Yeah. All right, boys, I'm exposing Jad. Jad said something behind the cameras. The only country that looks like him and his dad, man said Morocco. Get this thief, you're a thief. Moroccan man, my son's half Moroccan, he stole bare things. I'm joking, Morocco. Off the back of stealing, winning it.
Yeah, a dog has to win it.
What are we doing, man?
that one World Cup.
Because he did chase Mbappe that one time, and they lost chasing Mbappe. Next one, top scorer. Who's a top scorer gonna be?
Top scorer. Danny Abraham.
That could be anyone, bro.
Harry Kane. Wait.
No,
man said, shut up, Lippy, man.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Ghana ain't gonna go in. But Tammy Abraham.
He's absolutely crazy.
Bro, that is the rudest.
He's not getting ahead of the Ayew brothers.
So rude.
Andre and Jordan Ayew.
Mbappe.
Andre and Jordan Ayew.
I reckon top scorer.
Andre and Jordan Ayew or
I'll be honest. Can I be honest?
On mind games too. I deeped it. Man, them on mind games, bro.
All right, boys. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's out of Mbappe.
Haaland.
Haaland. Nah, man.
I thought Haaland as well.
Harry Kane's got the team that gets
top goal scorer, they don't have to go far in this competition.
Yeah. Nah, they
it could just be a couple games where they get hatties.
Out there, top scorer, Rashford.
Harry Kane.
I reckon Haaland's going to score 7 goals in the group stages, go out and win it. Nah. He can do it, 4-3, done.
They're getting
big
crushed.
Works.
Who's in their group? Norway.
Senegal.
Yeah, Senegal's holding.
They're holding. What, Senegal?
It'll be closer than you think.
Six goals, possibly 7 wins it.
Yeah.
Rashford.
Never.
Rashford scoring one.
So how many goals do you think Haaland scores?
We're going to the finals, remember?
Boys, chill out.
Why couldn't he score 6 goals?
Why? Because how much goals is Kane going to score? 12.
Kane might not even score.
Oh, love. Let's go on to the next.
Kane's he might not.
If Kane don't get penalties, I don't even know if he's going to score.
Hey, boys, how does he score for Bayern?
Got to move on. Yeah? Who will be the biggest letdown? We'll do this in two.
Boys, I don't play for a country.
Boys. Who will be the biggest letdown? We'll do it in two parts in terms of the team, and then we'll do not the player, but a couple players that we think will shit the bed.
Okay.
On the
Japan.
World stage. You think Japan will let you down?
You lot are
Congo. I'm
going
to say
Congo.
Something that we're not allowed to say.
You trying to take his side of it.
Match
of
Congo.
No, you lot are Charlie. Aye. Hold him. Aye, lips.
Godzilla.
Now, I'll be real though. I think Argentina will be
that's
the team.
Pattern. I've never heard what? You say that.
I think Argentina would be the team to drop down.
No. I like
and
that.
And Messi won't do as much. He's obviously going on.
Argentina are a team that are a bit meaty but can do also do good.
Julian Alvarez,
they can do
man.
The ugly side well.
Yeah, like.
They'll do well.
Take off and they'll do well. Don't be surprised if they're in and around it. It will come to the business end.
Yeah. I reckon they drop out, man.
Quarters, their midfielder's got max. The three workhorses in there.
Who?
Enzo, McAllister.
Mash.
Yeah, bro. And Paredes.
No, ain't it the pool?
Because it was McAllister.
They play like 4-4-2, you know?
Because McAllister plays for Liverpool. We had to get them in there.
No, but that's who starts. And the ones that they broke, they don't do nothing, you know? They just do a Milner, Henderson, and Wijnaldum job. And they give it to Messi. And then it's Julian Alvarez.
He's not Messi no more, man.
He is, man.
If they target free Messi kick. Properly, it's dark.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, no Di Maria.
Alvarez.
Otamendi, Mash. Is Otamendi going?
Who?
He don't start, though.
Romero
and Martinez.
Oh, that's
is
horrible.
It? No, they're both left-footed. Got to be one of the two. Otamendi's on the other side, isn't
it? Romero's not left-footed.
Is he not left?
Nah.
He played... Oh, he's cooked. Because I thought he's left-footed.
Van der Ven's the left-footed, the lefty.
Remember, they got the charismatic goalie as well, Emilio Martinez.
Cooked.
Let's have it right. If they retain the World Cup, I will admit it as an Arsenal fan. Like, football is finished. Like, it's tennis.
You would deny saying this.
Nah, I'll admit it. If Argentina win the World Cup, wow, bro.
What if Messi just does 8 goals in this tournament?
You're dreaming,
one,
man.
Two, bro, it could be a dream, but what if he, bro?
It's possible, though.
It's, bro, no, just it not it's act not like possible. It's possible.
Bro, like,
bro.
They are going to thrash because he's there.
Precision.
I know that sounds dark.
Precision beats speed and timing beats power.
MLS.
Bro. Precision beats speed.
You
and timing beats power.
This ain't fight, bro.
He's very precise.
This ain't fighting.
Very
precise. This ain't fighting.
He's very precise.
This
and his timing is key,
and
bro.
And he's tired.
This ain't fighting.
Might be, bro.
This ain't fighting.
I've watched Tired R9 win it. Facts.
Tired R9? He was like 24 or something.
No, he weren't.
When?
What, the last time when he cut his hair, he was 24.
Yes.
He was two shot at knees and everything.
Yeah, but he was 24.
How old was he, though?
About 28.
No.
Shut up,
bro.
Man.
Anyway, man.
Yeah, I know that for sure, bro.
Say shut up.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What tournament was that again?
2002.
Was it 02?
Okay.
It's 24.
So
bro.
That wait. That's 12 years after he was 17.
12. Mm-hmm. It was the 94. It was so eight.
8 years.
So
he was 17.
So
he was 25.
25.
Okay,
stop.
He said 22, 23.
You said 28.
I said 24. 26 is close to 28.
Bro, I said 24, bro.
He didn't say 22.
I said 24, bro.
Okay, and what was he?
25.
No, you weren't.
You're sick, bro.
Shut up, man.
Boys, what players are going to let us down, man?
Hey, can you
let's talk England only, man. He's going to let us down.
Harry Kane's not going to let us down.
I think Harry Kane, I think he steps up. I think he knows.
One of them centre-backs are letting us down.
Which looking for Ronaldo's age?
I'm
saying it's CR7 pulling up, bro.
What's his age now?
He doesn't know.
Nah, I was checking when he won the World Cup, innit? At what age he was.
Saka as well, man. Saka
I think
as
Saka's
well.
Going to let us down.
Yeah, Saka's back.
Hi, sub. Rah, man, got up. Hey, he's ready.
For who?
Saka's going to be one of the best players.
You can't
players.
Play, man. Sleep, man. Chill out.
He's done that, man.
Saka will be one of the best players.
That's
man.
Embarrassing for me, tell by you. The way.
I think Saka will do all right.
Yeah, I think he'll be one of the best players.
I think he'll do all right.
At the whole tournament.
He'll be let down.
At the whole tournament.
I think Neymar could let us down, you know.
I think so too.
Why?
There's no pressure on him.
Do you not expect anything from Neymar?
Yeah. I don't.
They were surprised they even brought him.
I think it's going to be worse than what we expect.
No way.
Yeah. Now he's gonna forward on. But within like 7 minutes,
do you know what though?
Smoke him.
What's it? Do you not know he's injured already now?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, it's fake, bro.
I said his joints hanging off the bar.
He might not even mad. He might not even go World Cup.
He is going.
He's at you. If he's not fit,
if Neymar doesn't play the first game, he's defo playing the second.
He's mad.
He's defo.
You know something we don't, though.
He's defo.
What African team is in their group?
Ghana.
That's going to be a clear match.
Ghana.
No, Ghana's in England's group.
Ghana's in England group. Why are you just going for Ghana?
Congo then.
No, we're not. We're in the same group as Portugal.
Man, don't want to see.
You don't want to see the Congo.
Who's that? Koulibaly.
Yeah, they're going to smash him.
Koulibaly,
it's our first. Yeah, bro, we beat. You're not here. I know.
You lot are doing nothing.
We're gonna do
World
something,
Cup.
But we're gonna make
nothing.
Our country.
Who's your centre back? Twan Zabi and who else? VK Humble.
Hey, stop. Stop it.
You might
stop
not.
Stop it. Brazil's got Haiti, Mercy, Morocco, and Scotland.
Hold on.
It might be top goal scorer.
Haiti is lifting him.
Voodoo. Bro, don't play with
Scottish Premier
League. Call that black and them's lifting up Neymar, bro. You know that.
I see the Haitian.
No, McTominay might ruin that group, though.
Yeah. Bro, I see the Haitian government get taken over by a don called Barbecue. They do shit.
I think Scotland could top that group, bro. That group looks a mess.
Scotland
anyone
top that group looks a mess.
Billy Gilmore and Fletcher in the midfield, 100%.
Who's in that group?
Casemiro, Bruno Guimaraes.
Brazil, Haiti, Morocco.
Come on, man.
I've seen worse, bro.
That is
Morocco's not a bad
group.
Team, though, you know? We keep downplaying Morocco's thing. They're actually
Brazil,
decent.
Brazil, Haiti, Morocco, in Scotland. Yeah. That's the most violent group in history.
That group's crazy.
Bare favelas, bro.
Yeah.
On all terrains.
Highlanders. The hardest game's Morocco. Is wicked.
Who, Brazil?
That's a difficult group, though, you know?
That's on paper, though.
On paper,
man.
I think their hardest game is Scotland. Not on paper, but I'm saying in real life.
In real life, that's what I'm saying.
I think he'll be Morocco.
I think he'll be Morocco.
I think he'll be Morocco.
They're gouged. They're gouged.
No, Scottish people, they like English people. They're not English white people. The Scottish people know how to have it.
No, they don't.
They go for it. Guinness bevies and
that's why they're fast in this tournament.
They're going to be bevied up. I don't think they're going to be, like, scared.
You're talking the fans.
Who's going to be bevied up? The players or the fans?
The players.
Are we expecting anything from Belgium?
They're going to be going for it.
Shall I tell you
the
truth? Gone.
Even when Belgium were good, they were massively overrated. Really? Like, you can't win the World Cup off Hazard, Lukaku and De Bruyne. Mm. As good as they are. He's at the back. Vertonghen, that's mass.
No, they had a good back line.
Yeah, but to win it.
They had a good team.
Toby Alderweireld.
Not to win it.
Vincent
Kompany.
Courtois and goal.
To win it, man.
Individually, they got some great players.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
right back and left back. It just never really comes together. For them.
So what other players do you think are going to let us down this World Cup then?
Onana, Aston Villa.
Sandro Martinez.
Yeah. Are man them just saying players just for the sake of saying players?
I think they're going into it as champions. The fact they've got him now is shocking.
What do you mean him now? He was there when they won the World Cup.
He weren't playing, bruv.
He was.
What, on the pitch when they won? Came on 100 first minute or something.
He played the whole tournament. He's a World Cup winner. He's a rude boy.
He didn't play the whole tournament.
He did. Of course he did.
We didn't, bro.
Martinez played the whole World Cup, you madman.
Bro, it was Reggineri, bro.
England let us down, though.
So Reggineri's Italian.
I don't even know who that is, bro. I just made it up.
England let us down, man. Too much hype.
Yeah, England. I think England's going to let that nation.
I don't think they will. Do you know what it is? Yeah. See with England, yeah. See, like every tournament, yeah. The squad gets picked and then they pick the players, yeah, that meant to be picked. And then everyone goes, oh, but what? Yeah. Why? Just pick the players in form. Now you pick the players that are kind of in form. Everyone's angry. But that's why I said some of the players that are in form. You know, Stones ain't going there to start.
He's gone there for your attackers.
In training, your attackers have got a good level of defender to go up against. Come on, boys, man.
You're going to see more John Stones type players
than you're going to see Harry Maguire. I'll be honest. You are.
Yeah, but he's gone to play, man.
I just spoke to Binos about form. And you're telling me about what type of defender?
I don't think it's form.
You're not bringing man along just for training. This is not boxing and sparring, bro.
World Cup, many a player go World Cup and do not touch the pitch, bro.
That's because of who's been in front of them.
Exactly, and they're used just for training matches.
Their opposition.
No.
Another goalkeeper's been brought because they picked three because they want four goalkeepers so they can have.
You've made up a lot of stuff today, bro.
That is a fact. They banged Jason Steele as a fourth goal, a training goalie. These are facts, bro. Do your research.
Steele's not in the squad.
Bro, he's as bang in as a training goalie. Do your check it out.
Yeah, we're talking about squad.
No one's there to be a training right back. If you win the World Cup, yeah.
Rio's going for training.
Alex Scott.
No, Alex Scott. Yeah,
they're
going for training.
That's not the squad.
That's not the squad.
They're travelling.
That's the interim. That's the little. That's the training thing. We're talking about the guys that travelled to the finals. The World Cup finals.
I don't know.
None of them are there for training.
This guy thinks he's Syrian agent, them man sparring in the boxing gym, bro. What are we talking about, bro?
They can have shit players to train against, no worries, and they can get the best out of them.
What do you mean? All the best players available for the country go.
Exactly.
But it's not for training. No, it's because they're the best.
Of course it's because they're the best, but also that helps as well. That's what my man said. I'm not picking the best players. I'm picking what helps me.
Nah, but ain't training though. He's taken profiles. Oh, so again, so everyone's vexed that.
He wants both sides to have two listen.
So a lot of people are confused why Noni Madueke is going and Cole Palmer ain't going, innit, yeah? To my understanding, Noni Madueke is probably the only English right winger that's his profile. That offers the just going. He might be one of the only English wingers alone.
Guys, you just got to understand, there's loads more that go into it when these gaffers have got to make their decisions, yeah? So obviously it's about the best players. It's also about the camp and stuff as well. If he knows he don't have intentions to start Cole Palmer, yeah?
Might stink up the place.
It's easier to have someone like Noni sitting around or not playing
he
than
sits
Cole
on
Palmer.
The bench every week for South Africa. Anyway,
Cole Palmer's going to not kick up a fuss, but there's that frustration.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
So
there's certain man that if he knows there's not going to be starting, I'm not even bringing them for them to be moaning all day. It's all about the spirit and the camp and the vibe. There's loads of what goes into picking a team.
100%. But Palmer didn't start for England last World Cup. So
I was just using them as an example. Euro, I don't know, innit?
Euro, sorry, my bad.
I don't know if he's going to kick up a fuss. I just said the name, innit?
You
know what I'm saying?
But what, let me ask you, yeah, if you are international coach, yeah, and you're picking your four centre-backs, are you picking one are you picking four different type of centre-backs because you want to play a specific way?
Nah.
Or are you picking four ball-playing centre-backs? You're picking different types if you want to play a specific way?
I need different looks.
Exactly.
I need different looks because it's not working.
Look. I've asked him.
You're going to get four, not exactly the same, but that can all do the same thing.
Thank you. That's why Stones has gone.
You're not going to, not with wingers, you're going
to
get a different winger. Before a centre-back.
That's why Stones has gone.
There's never going to be a situation where England, one of the better teams in the tournament, go, we need to play Maguire today. We're going to be under the cosh.
Exactly.
They're always going to play centre-backs that can get the ball.
The only reason why it don't make sense here, and because I was saying that I don't think he's going to start, but he could finish the tournament. But then when I look at England's group and see who they're playing against, there's no way he's getting to that team. Like, Konza and all the men that can handle it against them, man. So they're not going to be there. But I would say you need a different look. In a different game, late going on, like I said, that heading ability in both boxes.
Nah. I'll be honest, man. You want to win the game, you bring on a striker, bro.
Yeah, as
you don't bring on no centre back.
As one of the better teams,
you don't bring on
centre backs are one way. And you buck up in a situation where the centre backs that you got ain't working. You don't have nothing to switch it to. So even a light for light replacement ain't going to do nothing. And there's nothing to do with the centre backs in midfield. I would want different profiles in bare different positions. So when you're doing tactically, you go into different games, you don't know what you're going to get. You might need to change something up and go away from your plan A and go to a plan B. I would just want different profiles of players.
A believer of change a centre. You shouldn't change your centre backs during unless it's an injury.
It's a simple
No one is gonna
go there and dominate England aerially, bro. No one's.
They might now.
Who's gonna have the comfortability to pepper England with crosses? Who? Mm. What country, bro? Mm. Is it? You need to think like logically. They're not gonna come against anyone whose way of winning is gonna be set pieces or whatever. And even if they do. Stones and D's, man, they're sound in the air. They might not be as good as Maguire, but they're good enough. They're not poor, like, you understand? It's all about having the ball, bro. And if we're being honest, whether you agree, I'm a man that thinks Maguire should be there.
I know you are.
But what Tuchel's done, I understand.
All same profile.
I understand.
I'm not
English might not, that might not be his plan.
England,
you know what I'm saying?
If England
win, of course not, bro.
But my point of what I was trying to say to you, yeah, is that they're not bringing in Stones just for training.
No. training is light for light though. Just for example, Konza's got to sit out because he's got a sore calf. You can bring John Stones in and do the same tactics because he plays similar. You can roll it out to him. Couple touches is, yeah, do you understand?
But that's just more mobile.
Yeah, like a
more
mobile option. That's what I'm saying, bro.
You bring different dynamics of the same options. So, like, Konza's comfy on the ball, Stones is comfy on the ball. Konza's more mobile and can play right back.
Stones
is more experienced, a bit taller.
Your centre back won't be a trigger if it's any of them guys. And respectfully, Maguire is a good and quality centre back, bro.
Yeah.
But for elite teams, if he gets the ball, I guarantee you he is the trigger, bro.
Yeah.
Press. He's got the ball, press. I'll be honest, he's not as good as the rest on the ball. Respectfully.
It might not even be press. It might even just be just let him play.
Let him have it.
He's not a good guy, but come on.
Yeah, press him. That's what you want.
That's the craziest shout ever, you know.
We'll see.
You want England to spray it to Gordon. That's what you want. You don't want them playing and where. Don't say, brother, if he's going...
Gordon starts, England's not going nowhere.
People, Arsenal are the champions. Remember to comment below, share, hype, like, and subscribe.
We didn't even speak about Barcelona.
Arsenal are the champions.
Why Barcelona?
Gordon over Rashford.